are here live and in person, watching Eraserhead this week.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Because we are joined.
As we associate.
Because we are joined today by a very special guest, as you can see here, Mr. Magnus Sundberg. You may want to scooch in a little bit.
Magnus, I associate this movie with you.
So we probably got to squeeze.
I thought it was because that I could have swore we had done this on Common Scaries to get the three of us. But then Carl reminded me it was probably because your Halloween costume at my party a couple years ago.
Also, I always look like the main character of this.
You kind of got the hair going right now.
Yeah.
No, that's not. Let me have the video.
A cosplay.
The first video, first video commentary.
This is the first one?
Yeah, because the other one we did was just talking about our top five movies. If you want to hear us two talk about our top five favorite horror movies, that video is up right now.
Yeah.
You can watch that.
What are you doing?
Go watch it right
now. Go watch it first. Pause this. You can go watch that. Or either order, you know?
I'm going to watch it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
So we'll do this another time. I'm supposed to watch it first.
I'll be back.
Okay, no. Enough of the shenanigans. We're going to watch Eraserhead. This is on Max. And maybe we just get it started right away and then start talking as it goes.
Yeah, let's do it. I think this is one we'll have talking space. Won't be an issue here.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're starting it. So it starts off on Max with the Criterion logo. But not every place you watch is going to have the Criterion logo. So just to make sure that we're all good and in sync, if you're just listening to the audio version of this, because there will be a YouTube video also of probably just, you know, highlights, 30 minutes or so highlights.
Of this video?
Of this video.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what we've got planned. Hell yeah.
We're going to, oh yeah. So
maybe
after,
maybe this is on the highlight reel right now.
This
could be a highlight.
This is the highlight.
If this is on the highlight reel,
I
don't know if
you give me five
the
bucks?
Rest of the episode is going to be very good. If this made the highlight reel. So
that's true. Okay, let's that should be our goal, that this is not in the highlight reel.
All right.
Okay, but so there's the Criterion logo, and then it says Absurda, a David Lynch company, and then that fades totally to black. And then this is the first, it's just black after that logo. And it's paused right now, so get to that point, and then we're gonna click play together. Okay, ready? Just make sure you're there.
Don't fuck this up.
And you're paused. Don't fuck this up. I'll be very mad at you. Please do not fuck this up.
A lot of pressure.
And we're gonna press play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Carl, that's what it feels like when you're watching me play Super Monkey Ball. Please
do not fuck this up. David Lynch presents right there on the screen,
yes,
baby.
Yes, he does.
This is a Tim Burton
film. So the reason we're doing this is because we took a poll like a couple months ago and everyone voted for a David Lynch movie. So it was a tough call, though. There was lots of good stuff, good options on there that we'll hopefully revisit. But, and then I was like, I could have sworn we've done this one before. I really thought we did.
Have you done a Lynch before? This is the first
Lynch.
This is the first Lynch. I think we were going to do like a month of David Lynch.
Yeah, maybe we just planned about it. I forgot.
I feel like you can't plan too much.
No, we can't.
You got to go off the cuff. Also, okay, right now. Wait, why can't people start movies like this anymore? This is just like so engaging. Immediately, I was like, I want to know what's up with this guy.
No, the first, like,
how did he get in space?
Yeah,
is someone gonna help him? It's kind of like how Endgame started. If you think about
Yeah, he's floating in space.
He's floating in space.
The first time I heard about this movie was because I saw like an NYU student recreation of it at like the showing of somebody's short film. Yeah,
how was it?
I don't know what the classes are there. It was good enough for me to be like, I want to see this movie. I wasn't into David Lynch yet or anything.
Really?
So, hey, yeah.
Why recreate?
I don't know. It was like the part. It was. I'll say which part it is when we get there.
Did it live up to the hype of that recreation?
Well, I'd have to see the movie. I was just like, this looks interesting and creepy and weird. I want to see the actual movie.
It's all of these things.
Yeah.
This kind
of
looks like the old Universal logo with the
yeah.
The Earth, the model of the Earth.
Yeah.
This noise right now literally sounds like what I had a class where a professor would basically play like pink noise. We'd have to like, and then he'd change one of the frequencies. We'd have to say what frequency got cut or lowered. It's giving me flashbacks to that.
And you had to thumbs up or thumbs down to decide whether it's pink noise or stink noise. That's like that would be like the Rhett and Link the game version of that.
When I first tried to watch this movie, I started playing it. And at the same time, I played a song on Spotify. And there's no sound for like the first, I don't know, like couple minutes of this movie. And the whole time I was like, wow, the soundtrack is great. And then I realized, oh no, it's just completely quiet.
But that happened to me when I was watching Cries and Whispers, the Ingmar Bergman movie, on Filmstruck, which was like the precursor to Criterion. And the audio was about 10 minutes out of sync the video. And I watched like an hour and a half of the movie. I was like, wow. I was like, he was really going for it with this one. He's making a lot of really bold choices. Because I think at the time, the only other Ingmar Bergman movie I'd seen was I don't even remember which one it was, but it was something that I really did not understand at all.
The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah. It was The Cat in the Hat. No, here's the,
I don't remember.
The leper guy.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
I think there's gonna be, this is one of those movies that I'm just, there's always gonna be things I don't remember seeing, just cause, I don't know. There's a lot, you get, it's more about the feeling, the vibes. I don't remember every single event.
We've all been there. Dude, if I was looking at that guy, I would open my mouth also. Yeah. Hey man, what's up? I mean, what? Okay. He's got some,
Is that the baby?
That's, yes. Well, that's, you know, that's the question. Where does life begin? Should we get into that on this podcast?
I don't know.
Might as well.
Yeah.
We got some time to kill.
Yeah.
We can settle that one once and for all.
It emerges as a ghost out of your mouth when you're shocked to see
the baby's already the ghost when it comes out of your mouth.
Well, that's kind of like what the Mormons believe. They believe that like you're in like the same place before you're born that you are when you die, and you're like, "This is my parents, this is my family."
Well, I thought that when I was very young, because whenever like someone in my family would talk about, remember when X, Y, or Z, and I would be like, "Oh yeah, I remember that," and they'd be like, "Carl, you weren't born when that happened," and I'd be like, "Yeah, but I remember watching it down from heaven." And everyone would admit I was wrong.
You're like, "How are you gonna prove me wrong?" Try.
True. I was like, "No, I remember it." All right, pulling your crank.
What am I looking at now?
Some kind of a puddle.
Okay, is this supposed to be like the sperm and the egg? Because I will say he did kind of swim.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It does seem like that.
Sperm shaped.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
It's very spermular. Yeah.
Spermular. Yeah, I wanted to say phallic, but I'm like, not quite. This is spermular.
It's spermular. This is a very spermular movie.
In general,
more than most movies.
More than even I can't
even
think of a
spermular movie.
That Vince Vaughn movie.
I can
where
think of
he
a couple.
Has a bunch of sperm.
Oh, The Delivery Man.
Yeah.
That's true.
They should just called it like,
The Psycho remake.
The Psycho remake has sperm in it.
He jerks off in it.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, he's jerking off.
He loves
in that
his
movie.
Sperm.
He does. Man.
He's like reads his
script. Oh,
sperm,
brother,
like,
this guy can't get over his sperm.
Sign me up. His agent's like, any more sperm movies?
Yeah.
He'll be in the
not
remake of this.
Sperm in this movie.
Oh
this.
My god, give me an Eraserhead remake starring Vince Vaughn.
And a lot of sperm.
Gus Van Sant's be like, we got it. I'm doing it again.
If any movie needs to be remade, it's this one.
Yeah. They can make a whole universe out of it, you know? Yeah. They already started with Avengers Endgame. Opening. The pieces are all laid there.
Right.
Okay. Now he's, this is me whenever I'm walking through East Williamsburg and I get lost in all the factories and the construction.
Carl said he's like, "Should I go to walk in Bushwick or East Williamsburg?" I was like, if you want to walk around and like scary warehouses. Like, I guess
sometimes it's fun.
I guess there's not much like to look at. I feel like every time I'm even walking to somewhere in that area, I don't enjoy it that much.
All different kinds of factories and buildings and stuff.
It depends on the time of day for me personally.
Oh yeah, it's more like that's for like a morning. I wouldn't like.
No, I was vibing one time walking to a show at Brooklyn Mirage, and I was like listening to music. And this, like, drunk guy started, like, trying to follow me, but he was, like, definitely too drunk to, like, actually catch me, so I wasn't, like, that worried, but he was, like... And then I was, like, I should maybe not be, like, blasting music right now, and being so nonchalant, but, yeah, this is giving East Williamsburg, for sure.
Yeah, these are my people. You guys might want to squeeze in a little bit more if you can't wait. Let me try that.
I feel like we're all in it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
So we're in the movie right now.
It's like better than before.
Yeah, we're like in the movie.
He's like. There he is. Are you going to flip it?
Where are they? I want to touch the baby when he comes. Yeah. So you'd have to show me.
I could just make.
Let me like give him a kiss, please.
I would just move your body to where the baby is.
Okay.
You can make this black and white for a portion.
Oh.
And
put it's like in we're the in movie. The movie.
Yeah.
Oh my I god! Be you in put this our movie. Heads on his head.
There's two specific places I want to be in this movie.
Okay. I'm just thinking about how I'm gonna have to make notes rewatching about where to put your head. I'll figure it out. Whatever. I got time now.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is the first thing I'm doing as a new unemployed man.
I think it's first a worthwhile act, use of watching time, Eraserhead. As you should. Okay. Does this guy have a job? Do we know? No, exactly.
I don't know, man. He's just, I think his job might just be to pump out his sperm. That's all I've seen him do so far, this guy. This rascal, this dirty dog. This kind of looks like my sister's apartment building where we shot that one scene.
Oh, yes. The one that's...
In the film The Universe Where?
The one that's run by the mob.
Yeah.
Really?
Supposedly, yeah.
Like, legit?
And it's haunted, apparently.
So, for a while, we were recording the album after the sessions, which were in Astoria. We were going to this, like...
What
place
album?
Was always open. My album.
Yeah, but for
Manic
anyone
Pixie
who may
Dream
not
Girl,
know.
It's coming out in January. We would go. The only place that was open when we were done at like midnight or one was this like billiards bar. And then we were going there. We're like, this is interesting vibes. Everyone definitely looks at us weird every time we come in here. But we would go. We'd stay for a few hours. And then our producer eventually told us, they're like, oh, that's like absolutely run by the Greek mafia. We're like, that explains why everyone was shocked that we were there. And they're all these like kind of scary dudes playing cards all the time. And yeah.
How are you supposed to know?
I don't know. I didn't really care. I was like, well, you know what? I like it there, so I'm gonna keep going back.
I like hear stories about that with like pizza places.
Nah, it doesn't really mean if I like what I'm getting there, I don't. None of my business. Like, I never even heard it. They're still running a business, so.
Oh, the first dialogue. How long of the movie are we? I'm not even gonna. Touch anything. I don't know. Probably about
minutes.
7 minutes. 5 minutes.
That was the first spoken words.
Yeah. Of David Lynch's feature film directing career. Are you Henry? What does it mean? What did Lynch mean by this? Are you Henry? Or maybe we're all Henry. Floating through this life. Like an aimless, yeah, no, you specifically.
Yeah. My middle name is Henry.
Oh. Is that true?
Yep. It's true.
Wow.
Is it?
It's true. I can show my ID right now.
Okay.
No,
show it to the camera. Hold it up to the camera. If you're not afraid.
It shows your social security.
I have two middle names. One of them is Henry. And I feel like that detail makes it believable now.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
All the people out there. Gaslit. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Magnus Henry.
Dude, this is a real bachelor's pad that he's living in.
Is that food? What's in the bag?
I don't know. Probably some, just some, like, factory stuff from the... Why do I think he's living in a, working in a factory?
I don't know. He was just at, we were talking about factories because he looked like he was in
I've just been conflating warehouse and factory in my mind. Apologies to any warehouse men or factory workers.
So very different facilities. Should not conflate them.
Yeah, no. I bet factory people probably hate warehouse people. It's like they just sit on their ass and just sit stuff. We're out here doing the work.
It's, yeah.
What's in his sock?
His foot.
That was very, very
observant.
Very witty.
Huh? Huh? Nothing? Nothing for that? His foot?
I think that.
Why is he so confused by his sock?
He probably.
What's going on?
Oh. That's what happened at the beginning. He jerked off into his sock.
Oh, he's like, oh, God.
That's why he was confused. That's why it went into the puddle.
Oh, oh.
Because he had used it before. And it was accumulating a puddle. And now he's just thinking about what he's... Look, is that a huge-ass pile of weed in the background? You see that?
Right now.
You see how much fucking weed he's got in the background of his apartment? Damn.
Open up a smoke
shop.
Been
there. You've got... Your apartment's got a radiator, Magnus.
Yep. Just one, just like that.
Is it really loud like that?
I saw it earlier today.
Is there a woman?
There's a lady who lives there? That sings to me.
Oh, I want to see my lady.
Spoiler.
Oh
just
yeah.
Just kidding.
Oops.
This isn't really
still,
a movie.
I don't think
you can
spoil. You'll still be so. You still have no idea.
Nah,
what
I was
that
just
sentence
kidding.
Makes sense. It makes like no sense. Is there a lady in there?
There is no like, way. There's like, look at that. Am I crazy? Is that a bunch of weed?
Wait, does that happen in the movie? There's a lady in the radiator.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Where's that bunch of his
or
hair?
Maybe we were all
what is that
the
in
lady
the, on
the
his dresser
all along.
Is that just dirt?
Yeah.
Some, like, decorative moss or
oh,
something?
Oh, is he going for it? What is it? Like, Oscar the Grouch? Oh, it's in The Master of Disguise. In Pistachio Disguise, he dresses up as the cow pie. He's going to pop up.
That movie was a staple in my household. I cannot stress how many times I've seen that movie.
I've seen the movie a million
me
times.
Me too.
It's a perfect movie.
Yeah, I remember Kate one year on my 19th birthday was like, what movie do you want to watch? I was like, Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise.
That
wow.
would be the perfect end.
There's a bunch of grass. End. Okay. Picture. Now, I have seen this movie a few times, I must say. But I don't, it's been a long time.
I
don't remember much of it.
I've only seen it once, and it was a few years ago, because I only remember my favorite parts.
But I remember the last time I watched it, it really hit me. I was like, this is, like, one of maybe his best film. I was just like,
really?
I was just blown away by it.
As far as, I haven't seen all of them, but as far as the ones I've seen, this one is not. There's parts I like about it, but it's not my favorite. In fact, I would say I like, what's the name of the short film where he's talking to the monkey? I like that better than this movie.
Oh, something Jack.
Yeah.
What?
What Jack said. What did Jack do? Something
you
like
that,
yes,
short film
I
better
do.
Than Eraserhead?
I like it. It's just weird. And it's short. That's the other thing, too. I can
see my.
It can be as weird and as slow and as like quiet as you want, but it'll have my attention.
I was going to say that short is too long.
I know, but I know, yeah. But it's not. But it's shorter than this.
This deserves the time.
I don't know. I'm like still confused about where I stand on this movie. So I'll circle back.
Get this movie, and I feel like when you just said the sock thing about him coming in his sock, that's the closest I've been to understanding.
I know. I think
this
I'm
movie.
Finally getting at. After having seen it once, okay, I don't want this to be a spoiler. Who's gonna watch this who has it the first time they're watching this movie, though?
I don't know. Also, don't worry about spoilers.
Okay.
Just say
so,
it.
Okay,
just say
so
it.
I think second time watching it,
but if you don't
want to
hear,
just skip
it.
I can finally understand, and this is probably very obvious, but there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in between. The theme of just, like, in the beginning, we've seen a representation of, I feel like, him accidentally impregnating someone, and the mm-hmm. fear of fatherhood, and, like, kind of a weird, kind of scary view of reproduction that right. is not, you don't typically see. And that's, like, I feel like yeah. that's very obvious. But the first time I watched it, I got very caught up in, like, everything else that's weird that happens. Yeah. Yeah. So second time viewing it, I feel like I have more clarity.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Where I get lost is that baby's cute, so it just doesn't do it for me. I don't get scared of it. I think it's adorable. But no, we'll get into that later. Scary. We'll get into that later.
The baby will come. There'll be much talk about
there
the baby.
There will be a lot of talk about the baby.
Yeah, I don't, but the last time I watched it, it was like, it wasn't like I like got it, but it was like, I just like, I sort of like let go of trying to understand and I just sort too, of let it but now, flow over you.
Yeah, and that's fair. But I think now I do see like the common denominator here. This was the scene that they did for the NYU.
So like, I'm in his spot.
Oh, shit.
No, this was the scene. Oh, that now the I'm NYU the old lady. Yeah. She's kind of giving
Rhea,
these people are kind of.
You're the woman. Magnus is the man. I'm the old lady.
She's like. The old lady's kind of giving Grandpa from Texas Chainsaw Massacre energy.
Oh, yeah.
This was the scene that the NYU
in that she's an old person sitting in a chair.
This dinner and the parents and meeting the parents thing.
Yeah, this seems like a prime scene for recreation. You know, it's pretty simple. Black and white. Shoot it in someone's apartment.
Love those curtains.
So how did he meet this girl? How did they meet?
Don't even start asking these questions.
On Tinder?
Yeah, yes.
They met on,
on Mutual. It's the Mormon dating app. Honestly, I feel like that would make more sense. If they're Mormon, or if they have some kind of religious guilt, that this movie also makes more sense. Anyway, those curtains, I literally love any pattern that looks like a grandma's couch. So, I'm really digging them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to live in this world of this movie.
I would not. Everything seems horrible.
I'd like to visit.
Except for no offense to East Williamsburg.
This sounds terrible, but I feel like this movie is the energy of the day of the week Sunday. Like when people say Sunday scary, like that's what this movie feels like. Like everything feels awkward and weird and like
I feel like that, but about Beau is Afraid.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the that movie should have been called Sunday Scary.
Sunday.
Yeah, you're so right.
I think I've just gone so long with having weekends and weekdays not really differentiated that I have no idea what you're talking about.
I did for a while when I was working weekends, but now I don't. I work like normal people hours, and it's like Sunday is my real Sunday again.
Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
They'll get you.
They always have. Even when I was little, I remember being like, ew, I just don't like this day. I just not have this
not
one.
Nah, I like Sunday.
I don't like Sunday. About? I've always hated it.
Here's what I do for, or like did in some during school and stuff is that I just never even thought about, oh, I'm gonna have to go to school the next day.
I guess.
But Sunday's bad if you
just forget about it.
Sunday's no good if you wait to do all your homework. If you do your homework on Friday.
No, I do my homework on Friday.
See, that's why you don't know the Sunday scaries. I would let Friday. I would just let
loose. I could still do. What's up?
I would usually finish my homework before the school day ended.
I would
not to brag.
It didn't really matter. Whatever day I did my homework was an anxiety because I had put so much pressure on myself to like do it as soon as possible. I don't know. What's she making? Yum.
I've got no idea. It smells great, though. Or he. This guy.
I don't know. I have no idea who these people are.
Oh, no, I remember what he's making. I'm not going to spoil it.
I remember too. this was also, I think I remember the NYU student recreation of the scene more than this actual scene, but it was the same.
I gotta see this video. I wonder if that was someone that either of us
probably knows. It was like I can't remember what class. It was for some, I'd say it was like probably half originals and half recreations of stuff, but it was all for the same class.
Sounds like it was weird. Really studio class.
Oh, no, you're so right.
I don't know. I don't know what them film kids were doing.
This, yeah, this would be, this would like be prime studio.
Yeah.
Studio material, or like directing the camera or something. This has been school corner.
I think it was a directing class.
Yeah, probably directing the camera.
Tish loves X-ing the Y.
X-ing the Y. Every single class.
Engineering the record. Producing the record. I know. Yeah, I don't know. That's every class. You're right.
Erasing the head.
Erasing the head.
Oh, and now she's really giving the Texas Chainsaw Massacre grandpa. I didn't really see it before, but
she's
now
she's serving Texas Chainsaw Massacre grandpa.
Which one came out first?
Probably Texas.
I don't know, because this was like 70 also? Something.
I don't remember the year. Texas
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna go on my phone.
Should we guess?
Yeah, guess. Whoever gets closest gets a special snack.
Which movie are we guessing, though?
You know, you're guessing the year that this movie came out.
This movie, not Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah. Okay,
78.
Okay, Magnus.
This film, this came out in 79.
Oh, 77.
Fuck.
Magnus, you get a special snack.
I said 78. Yeah, no, I was closer.
I think she was closer. Was the special snack bad?
You don't want the special
snack. Yeah, it's fine. I'm already contractually obligated to the special snack.
Don't worry about
snack,
it.
Right. Unfortunately.
Hold on. Close your eyes. Eyes.
Okay. Should we wait for a more boring scene?
Okay. Just gonna eat.
No, this is a boring scene. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Yeah, David Lynch, maybe you should have cut this one down, okay?
I think this is boring, of all the scenes in this movie, I like this
weird family. Also, I just want to say for the record, I love this movie, and anything that I say disparaging of it is for entertainment purposes.
No, we love Mr. Lynch. He's just fun to poke fun at.
Are your eyes
closed,
Magnus?
Yep.
I feel like he's
okay.
Just
also, Magnus, you gotta guess what it is.
And remember, this is.
Don't remember anything.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm holding it up to the camera first.
Wait. Can you
I'm hungry, so this is gonna be
good.
It's gonna be good. All right.
Oh my god.
Did not oh my god, camera? It's just regular. Yeah, I showed the camera.
It's like a pistachio?
No, it's not a pistachio.
I don't know, it's good, whatever it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try one.
It's like a.
Oh shit.
Some sort of.
Do you want to
You can look
it
at
now?
It now. Oh, you didn't even look. I only have a couple of these.
Okay, wait. I have to do I Promised Your Mom.
It's good, yeah.
They're still guessing? It smelled kind of weird.
What would you guess?
I would guess.
Oh, we're missing the chicken. The weird chicken.
Yeah, this is good content. Let's pause on this snack situation.
Oh, she a freak.
This is just a Lynchian moment where I go...
she's getting that eraser head under the table.
I don't know why I don't connect with this as much as I connect with, like, weird stuff that happens in, like, Mulholland Drive.
I think this movie, I feel like, even if you don't connect with it right now, you, like, at some point in your life, it may just come to you. That's what happened to me.
Should we give away... What are we eating, Carl? Let us know.
Well, can you tell from looking at it?
Wait. Are you serious? I was eating a bug?
Yeah. Did you really
not?
Yeah,
it's a cricket.
I gotta be right back. Let's get
back. Oh. Did you know? You knew. I feel like you knew.
Did you knew?
I actually didn't know, because I saw those here last
Damn.
Time.
Oh,
okay.
Been here
and
the
I,
whole
and
time.
Then, and, then I was like, and then I was like... Okay, anyway, I ate a cricket, or no, it was a grasshopper, at Carl's 21st birthday. because Carl ordered grasshopper tacos. Well, the only reason that's, I'm a vegetarian, but for some reason, the only exception I make is, this is like my third or fourth time eating a cricket. This is, crickets, grasshoppers are the number one thing I make an exception for some reason. So, this one's for Patty. Thank you for the buzz. Thanks, Mom. All right, let's do this.
It tastes pretty good.
It's sour cream and onion flavor.
Yeah.
It just kind of tastes like a chip.
Yeah.
It does not taste like a chip.
It kind of tastes like a nut.
Like an, yeah.
It's like
does
a nut.
Does anybody want
oh.
a Christmas cookie Ooh, dough?
Lovely.
Oh, just the
dough. As a chaser, it's just the dough. It is just the dough. Nice. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
This is probably a lot worse for you than the bug.
Probably.
What about then that turkey or that Cornish hen or whatever that was bleeding everywhere?
It looked pretty juicy, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's not, definitely not dry. Electric buzzing. Oh, man.
Where did you get these crickets?
In Gettysburg.
No, I remember I was on like a scavenger hunt when I was like 13, and for one of the challenges, somebody had to eat a cricket and no one else would do it. And I was like, okay.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, did he and Mary have sexual intercourse?
See, this is giving. This is Mormon coded. This movie is Mormon coded.
Did they?
Damn. I don't know. I want to find out. It just feels wrong to eat just cookie dough.
But in the best, it's the best kind of wrong. In the best way.
I think my tongue is still tasting the cricket. I'm still getting kind of cricket.
I did not get sour cream and onion at all from that cricket. I got cricket.
Just suck it off?
I got pure cricket. No. I ate it.
You gotta suck it off.
No, what? No, I don't want it in my mouth longer. Like, whole. I want to chew it.
You gotta suck the sour cream and onion, the powdering off. So you can really taste it.
You suck the cricket?
You just kind of roll it. You just gotta suck it a little.
I just went in for it. I just chomped it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, something about, yeah. Bugs can be an exception.
Wait, you're in the situation. Do you make out with Mary's mother?
This is the start of a different kind of movie.
I wish this was like an interactive, like Netflix choose your own adventure.
Yes. Yeah.
Why does
yes.
David Lynch do that?
Oh my god, like that Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Right. Yes.
Bandersnatch.
But oh my god, my friend could do an impression of what's his name? Eyebrows in that movie? Like perfectly.
Will Poulter.
Yes.
In that movie.
But in that movie. She's like program and control and her eyebrows just like do it.
I only got to the part where you throw them out the window. Do you do that
or something? I don't know. I'd have to do that again. Anyway, that style of would be incredible. On Netflix or something.
That would be crazy. And it's like, you press A to make out with the mom.
No, this is literally so Mormon coded. They have to get married.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
I'm trying to remember where.
Damn.
Where he grew up. In like the middle of nowhere somewhere. Who? Like David Lynch. Like
that makes sense.
Iowa. Someplace like Iowa.
If he were Gen Z, he would have been Fred before Fred was Fred. I feel like he would make crazy YouTube videos.
Yeah, David Lynch, he does make crazy YouTube videos now. It's like all he does.
He does. I've only seen that TikTok where he's like, I love that song Video Games by Lana Del Rey.
He would post a YouTube video every day talking about the weather.
Love this guy.
Yeah, he's great. I love David Lynch. I think I like David Lynch as a person more than I do his movies, to be honest. Not Hayden.
I get that.
Not Hayden. I love listening
to
him.
He's like a fun guy.
He adds, for me, like knowing that he made it, adds to it.
Yeah.
His personality is just...
Oh, there it is.
Oh my god.
Is
okay.
this the first we see
so
of the baby?
Let that me just say
random.
Something.
Yeah, just very...
Carl thinks the baby... I think most people think... The baby's supposed to be ugly and scary in this movie.
I think it's scary.
Nothing makes me more maternal than this little baby right here. Like, my ovaries are literally, like, just cramping. Like, I think a human child, Like, nothing makes me want a child, like, biologically, more than the baby in this movie.
Hmm.
Look. Wow.
They really got the movements down of it. It really moves like a baby. You going on your phone during the podcast?
No, I'm taking a video of the baby.
We're taking a video right now of the baby. It's right here.
No, I need it for just for myself.
Your personal collection.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's sweet. And that's where I think I start to lose my... I start to not get behind this guy in this movie anymore. Because I'm like, how would you not want to take care of that thing?
Right. Well, what about when it gets all fucked up?
Well, I mean, like, that's just sad.
Oh, my God. That eyeball.
Oh, he's so cute.
How do they do this? Do you think that Eraserhead Baby would taste good if you cooked it?
No! Don't say that! No.
It just looks like a... It looks like a... what kind of animal does that look like?
His little noises. Like those noises.
I think it would taste good. I think it looks kind of like a dinosaur.
It's kind of... It's like slimy. Oh, yeah. It totally looks like a dinosaur. Like coming out of the... cracking out of the shell.
You know what else is a dinosaur? Chickens.
Oh, my God.
And they taste delicious.
That's true.
It all makes sense. The Eraserhead Baby would be delicious.
I don't want to eat him. He's cute. I want to raise him. That's my son.
I wonder what adult Eraserhead Baby would look like.
I don't know.
That's why they gotta make the sequel.
You know the Mario Brothers movie from the 90s? Like what the Goombas looked like?
Oh.
I feel like maybe that.
Vaguely. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, no. Lynch has got to come back with Eraserhead 2.
We gotta know what the baby grows up to.
And the baby is gonna be a father now. And so now the baby is worried about fatherhood.
But he is a human, and his wife looks like him. And then they're having a human child, and they're like, oh my god, what the fuck is this thing?
Oh my god.
Yes. Come on, whoa. Kathleen Kennedy.
Eraserhead 2.
Eraserhead 2. Zaslav, get on it. No, they shot it already, but they're canning it for tax purposes.
Wait, actually?
No.
Okay.
No, not actually. But they just did that with another movie.
This is... I mean, I feel like I understand... Yeah. Obviously not a parent or actually realistically planning on becoming a parent unless it was to the...
Eraserhead baby.
Yeah, but I can see, like, I don't know, it's just a counter narrative to the, like, oh, you have a child and then, like, you have to take care of, even, like, my parents describe me and my brother being born as, like, a tiny little alien. They always say it's, like, you look, like, scary and, like, an alien and no babies are cute when they're first born,
yeah,
but
so,
that you feel this, like,
same.
Yeah.
My parents
felt
still
this
say
need
that
to, like, keep it alive, you know? Like now you're responsible for keeping this thing alive, and no one is there gonna help you. So, yeah. I don't, look at the way it eats. It is like a little dinosaur.
Well, Henry will help you if you're married to Henry. He'll lie on bed like a little cat.
He's gonna talk to his friend in the radiator instead.
Yeah, dude. That's a vibe. It's kind of like Trainspotting, sort of. He's off in his own world, neglecting his child.
They said Trainspotting their own heroine. They have a reason they can give. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, this guy's got to be on something. You've seen this movie? Maybe that's it.
I don't know what drug.
Maybe he's just like, oh yeah, he was on heroin the whole time.
He was on bath salts. I don't know what drug this movie would be, but oh my god, is this my bitch? Is this her time?
Yeah, this was the part that... When I first saw this in, like, high school or whatever, I really did not get this.
I don't get it either.
But now I'm just
did
like...
Did she come back later? This isn't her time to shine yet, is it?
I think she comes back, all right. She comes back.
But later, her big appearance.
I think she's there, like, a couple of times or a few times.
I feel like that's my... I'll say it again later, but that's, like... I want to do sometime, if we do a Halloween show next year, my band, that'll be the next Dream Ballet Halloween costume. I'm going to be the lady in the radiator.
The lady
sing
in the
a
radiator.
Song. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Creature.
Creature
The
crying.
Subtitles describe the...
Precious angel crying. How about we change it?
As creature? Whoa. What would precious, David say about
fragile,
this?
Fragile, vulnerable baby crying.
Unbelievable.
It might have, maybe it said, I mean, what do you think it said in the script? Probably creature.
I don't know, the script, although I did read this, that the script for this movie was like 20 pages long.
Damn.
Because it's so...
He didn't format it properly?
Abstract. No, apparently that was...
Because the font was 0.5.
Apparently he had trouble getting funding at AFI for this. This was also, this was like his like student like thesis that's film. Right.
Yeah.
That's so checks.
I mean, then he
and
just
then
kept...
the NYU students are recreating it.
Yeah, but it took him like 5 years to make... And he had to keep the hair the whole time.
Damn.
For like what's 5 years.
Was he slicking it back?
I have no idea.
In the world. It's a vibe. It's very in right now.
Yeah.
Like that actor had it? Or was that... Is that David Lynch?
No.
That's just an actor, right?
Like, that's an actor.
Kind of looks like David Lynch.
Jack David Lynch is in what yeah. does... What did Jack do? What's the name of that movie?
Something
Jack.
Something like that. It's definitely something like that.
That might be my favorite David Lynch movie.
Wow. that I think that might be my number one least favorite.
I just love it. It's just, what did Jack do? What did Jack do? Look at the monkey.
We gotta watch it. I would like it more if it was like scaries. If it was like 4 minutes and not 17 minutes.
My dad.
Look, I'm laying in the bed.
Oh. Let's get over.
Who are we? No,
you're. I don't know. So Magnus is in the bed.
Magnus is
illusion.
We all just cuddle puddle.
Yeah, we're all in the bed with.
We're
him.
A What's the?
Hey, don't touch me. Knock that off.
Hey.
Leave her alone. Well, this is kind of like an like old Blu-rays would have, like. Video commentary where you would like see the person see really? Like the director talking about the movie. That's Blu-rays when they were new had so much bullshit on them. There was a feature where you could record your own commentary.
What? That's not bullshit. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
we're
but
doing it on a Blu-ray.
No, but it was marketed towards like you're just a person who likes this movie, and then you're just gonna do this for
that's
no reason?
That's what we're
doing.
That's what
yeah, but
we
we're
do
doing this
far.
With a purpose.
So like you
we're
can
putting watch. This out there for the world to see. That was just like your other friends who were like your friend on the Blu-ray service or whatever could watch your commentary. Why not just talk to them about the movie?
Yeah, where would your commentary even be saved on in this?
I have no idea. I don't know. I never did it. I don't even understand, like, how, like, where is it recorded? Do you have to, like, film it yourself? It was just in a commercial for it, like, of, like, an old Blu-ray, and it was, like, I don't know, it was so weird.
Yeah, so
but,
you,
like,
you invite your friends over to watch Face
Off. Why not
or
just
something?
Watch it with your friends?
No, then you play the version that you did commentary over. You know? Sounds like a great
no
time.
No way. Unbelievable.
Oh, our neighbor's
yeah,
kind of going
like
off right now.
Odd feature.
Really?
Okay. It might be picked up.
I think that, yeah.
yeah. New okay. York.
Don't worry about it. It's,
New York.
It's New York City, baby.
Start spreading the news.
These vagabond shoes. Is that how it goes?
What? I don't know.
Am I crazy?
Vagabond? I know. Start spreading the news. That's all I know.
These vagabond shoes. Like
these vagabond
anyway,
shoes.
Our
are
neighbor is spilling some shoes. Mad tea out in the hallway right now. So let us know.
I'm so
you
engrossed
know what she's
by I'm so engrossed by Eraserhead that I didn't even notice. Oh, she's going home. Oh my god. On vacation. What is he doing? No, that's too many questions. Don't even think about it. Right. Doesn't matter what
she
he does.
She needs a decent night's sleep. That's all we know.
She needs a decent night's sleep, and now he's going to take care of the baby.
Me
this is scary,
us, no, this is us when Cholula is crying outside your door. And it's like,
yeah.
Decent night's yeah. sleep, please.
Yeah, no. The cat Cholula really wants to get
obsessed
into my room.
Obsessed with Carl's
all the time.
Room. because she's not allowed to. It's the one room she's not allowed to be in. It's what's just her life's mission to get. She will scream outside that door for a long time.
I feel like this. This movie is most scary for, like, this is, like, just, like, a horror movie for, like, absent fathers.
Yeah. Or a horror movie for, I don't know.
Or
for,
about to be fathers.
Or anyone, like, scared, terrified of parenthood, which I feel like, but I feel like that is more, I am sure, and this movie offers a good counter-narrative for that. I'm sure there's people who, like, become parents and are, like, really scared and feel this way. But I feel like it's probably more common when you're, like, about to have a baby.
Yeah, but I just wonder if, like, someone watching this who has, like, who is, like, I don't know, like, an 18-year-old kid or whatever watching this and is like, oh, boo-hoo, this guy has to take care of his baby for one night.
Yeah.
I could understand how that may be a viewpoint.
Maybe this is, I would but love I feel to like, see the specifics of which genders connect with this movie, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like it would probably be fairly equal.
I feel like you can have a gender neutral, just scared of parenthood aspect, but your point about, like, what, you have to take care of your own child for one night? I feel like lots of women can relate to, like, the idea when you're, like, when they'll call, like, this is, again, Mormon coded, when they're like, oh, my husband's, like, babysitting the kids. It's like, it's not babysitting. Like, those are, like, right. Your children. Like, this is not a favor you're doing anybody. This is your offspring.
Yeah. Oh, this is the scary part. In like a not scary scary, but
Lynchian scary.
In your mind scary.
What's that? I don't even know what I'm looking. That's the baby.
That's the baby. We're looking at your precious baby.
The adorable little baby.
He is cute. Didn't you have a tinfoil baby, Magnus?
Yeah. It was last minute.
No, it worked.
He was a robot.
And there's going to be a picture of him right here.
Do you have a picture?
There he is. Oh, it's
and I'm moving him around.
And now there's a...
Whoa.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is he doing?
No, I want to know how his skin feels.
He's smoking?
Like, feel good. Oh, he's so cute.
Hell yeah, bro.
You're not supposed
he's
to.
He got that free roll from our smoke shop.
Yeah, wait, what did we just... Oh, I was just watching Frankenstein, Frankenstein starts smoking. I feel like that's gotta be... That's gotta be a gift that makes a comeback. There's a part in The Bride of Frankenstein where Frankenstein is just smoking that shit up.
Have you guys ever watched any of the Frankensteins?
I just watched the first one.
But when I was a kid, I watched Young Frankenstein. I thought that was Frankenstein my, like, entire life.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've ever seen the real one. My mom
it's a good,
loves that movie.
That's a pretty close, like, send-up of it.
That's a good Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Might be the best one.
Yeah, not,
Not
I Frankenstein.
With Aaron.
Oh, shit.
That's
this
scary.
Is a scary part.
That's scary.
That's, like, the image just stayed in my mind. Ooh.
So sudden like that. And it's sick. That's scary for me because it's like, oh, I want to take care of it. Like, it terrifies me. I'm like, freak out that my cats are sick, like, every 2 days. And they're, like, perfectly healthy every time I take them to the vet.
Don't smoke, babies.
Yeah.
Smoking kills.
I wonder, I feel like this is more of, like, fear of parenthood, more specifically. Like, the fear of, like, what if you don't love your child?
And also being responsible for a life. Like, I feel like it does get depicted a lot, like, the moments of, like, parents leaving the hospital where it's like, wait, like, aren't you gonna, like, still help me take care of this, like, tiny alien that is just my responsibility now? Like, that is scary.
Yeah. What are you doing? He's got the humidifier.
He's hotboxing.
He's hotboxing that place. Just a steady stream of...
That's like, I have my humidifier I use before I sing, and I'm always like, what if I put, like, some weed in here?
Who knows? I feel like he looks like he goes to NYU.
Yeah, he does.
Like, there are, like, a bunch of guys who are just who just like look and act like this guy. I mean, shout out to
what program is he in?
Respect to them. He's in like cinema studies.
Yeah.
Can't handle the heat. Get out of the kitchen. They have the cinema studies majors. Just kidding. No, you know, we need more valuable film criticism in this world. Where is it? There is none.
It's on TikTok. That's a
no, it is not.
No, it's not. You're right. Tell you it's no, it's not. The same in the music world. Music journalism is dead, and it's unfortunate because I love it, and I love reading it, but
it's just dead. Been like an escalation of like everything just has to be so exaggerated so someone will click on it.
And it's not like you don't.
It can't be truthful.
Yeah, it's been a big fat bummer. A bunch of like, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I met a cool journalist the other night, but and that's another story, another topic, another scary, horrifying concept.
Yeah.
Art and journalism.
Oh, we've got a freaking record player. I got a record. Did I tell you this? I found a record player in the lobby of this building.
Nice.
No, this building is the room of requirement. If you just say out loud what you want, it appears. For
it
you.
Just shows up.
I literally for days was like, I want a cat backpack that I could carry around my cats in, and it was outside of our apartment. Like, literally outside of our door.
That's cool, yeah.
Not even in the lobby.
No, it was right outside of our door.
I wonder, that...
That coat, I did the same thing. Someone, like, I don't even buy shit anymore because I just wait for
someone might
the lobby.
Actually yeah. have heard you say that. Because you this really? Apartment has... I mean, we could hear those people just That's talking true. Outside.
Only if they were outside. But they did leave there, and I left there for a couple days, and I was like, okay, I guess this is mine now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I pray to the curb, and it gives me stuff.
That's fair. No, it,
Dude,
it's
the
a
mannequin
thing. And it's a constant give
curb.
And take. I literally, like, will put my clothes down in the
you
lobby. People take them. You have to give.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. And one time when I put my clothes in there, I thought, I wonder if I'll ever see, like, this pair of pants down here again one day. And then 3 months later, they were back.
Boom.
And the... It is reborn. The cycle continues.
It's a magical thing.
I love that. That is one of my favorite things about New York apartments, yeah. though. And the curbs, to be honest.
It is cool how the curb works.
Yeah. You give and you receive. And you receive the thing you need the most.
Mm-hmm. See, if I was in his situation right now, I would just ask ChatGPT, what do I do with my baby, with my eraser head baby that got covered in spots?
Maybe take him to the doctor. Take him to the hospital. Why doesn't he ever do that? He's sick.
You're asking too many questions. You gotta meet the movie on its terms.
Do we get my
And its terms are don't
now?
Ask questions.
Do we get... Is she coming yet?
Oh. Maybe. This may be the moment.
There might be another fake out.
The clanging. In the radiator. I didn't even realize the... Roku City has been going on this whole time.
Yeah.
You got the TV on in the background in case you get bored. It's like the Subway Surfers. So you can focus on the movie. You just need the extra stimulation.
This movie needs, if you ever, to ever upload a clip, you could never do it on TikTok, but there have to be like four separate Subway Surfers games going on underneath. This is it. This is my Halloween costume next year for next year's Halloween show, I think.
Damn, I didn't even really figure out my costume for this past year. I was just like a guy in a jean jacket.
Oh, hell yeah. No, this would be a great costume me. Like, what would my band be? I know, I'm going to have get a makeup artist. I know a couple makeup artists. They could do that.
Shit.
What even are those sick. Cheeks? Like plaster?
It looks like paper mache. It doesn't even look like prosthetic. So I don't know how I would make it look like that, but I know people who could do special effects makeup.
That's
and
cool.
I want to be this big cheek lady.
Oh!
What is that?
That's like sperm? The thing from the beginning. The sperm is back.
Damn.
The sperm is back in town! The sperm is back in town!
What if I dressed up as her, well, who could my band be from this movie? For
The baby... Henry,
and the girlfriend.
No, she just looks like a regular
person.
The
chicken.
Maybe the guy in the beginning.
The chicken.
With all
the chicken that they eat
face.
With the black goo.
Oh yeah, yeah. The chicken with the goo. That's Ben.
No, yeah.
Ben could be the chicken with the goo.
No, I'm gonna say I'm dressed up as this. My band is gonna be like, what?
So is he masturbating to the thought of her right now?
I feel...
I don't know. I never thought about that.
No, but... I got that too also, Magnus, just now. Like, maybe he's...
Maybe
he's
We shouldn't ask such questions.
We're leaving well, some tension.
I feel like you just can't
You really got my mind going when you said he came in the sock. And
now I wasn't really being serious
yeah,
about
this
that.
Is no, calm. I feel like this you is were like, kind sorry, of provocative. This, I think
right.
And she's like on a stage and she's whether this is a dream or whatever, we're seeing her in like a performative like she's putting on, I don't know. He's jacking off right now and this is just a big hallucination of that. You stressed. You take care of this baby. Like
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like just then, when she was squishing him, I just feel like it was more like, you know, the idea of parenthood in theory has been crushed, and now we just stuck with the brutal reality.
But to me, with the squishing it, I'm just like, you could also, maybe it's just a way to call attention to them on the floor, so you notice it.
Oh, she was really squishy.
Carl, you have 17,000 unread emails.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, no.
Don't think about it.
Okay.
I got 5 missed FaceTime calls, though.
This is relatable. This is the most relatable thing about
such
this movie.
Such a horror movie.
So, what, they don't love each other?
Ew,
eyes sound like
I
that.
Hate that.
What the fuck? Oh, you ever get that where your eyes like squeaky?
Yeah, sometimes. If they're like wet, if they're like watering, or if I just woke up.
Okay, sometimes you like go like that.
Yeah.
And it just goes like.
But it never sounds like that. That was exaggerated.
I've had a squeaky eyeball before. I shouldn't judge.
We've all had a squeaky eyeball.
Yeah. Sound off in the comments.
Has your eyeball been squeaky?
Have you had a squeaky
Do you know what we're
eyeball?
Talking about? Or you're like, what the hell? Why are their eyeballs squeaky?
If you don't know what we're talking about, try going like this with your eye. I kind of squish it in the corner a little bit.
Be careful.
If it's not squishing, you're going to have to press harder. That's
Yeah. You just keep going. Oh,
it'll squish.
Oh, now he's got the sperm?
Or don't blink for a while.
The sperm thing was in the bed.
Because he had a dream about some lady and he came to bed. He had a wet dream, I feel like.
Bro, we're figuring this movie the fuck out.
Or maybe.
David Lynch thought he was slick.
I know. The first time I watched it, I was like, I have no idea.
I think that's...
I get it now.
I think that's like one of his toys that he uses.
What? Oh my god. Very visceral slow-mo. Then, I feel like a lot of movies now, they're not just, because this movie's just like feelings.
Yeah.
Where is that now? We need more of that.
What
movie did I just say? More movies should be made that way. No, this was last night. Trainspotting.
In what
it was
way?
Trainspotting.
Like
just
very
more...
well.
No,
it's
like
incredibly.
No, with like different, like not just like the story, like what the people are feeling, like the feelings, and show that in like a way that represents the feeling and not literally what's happening. This movie obviously takes that like 150%.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, and now everything is just so literal.
Yeah. I want artsy weird shit.
Because of fucking CinemaSins and, like, the listicles, there's like, oh, that wouldn't happen. Actually, that's not realistic.
Actually, it's a movie.
I want to see, like, an Adam Sandler movie that's experimental.
Hell yeah.
Is it supposed to evoke...
It's his time.
Jack and Jill.
No, it's his time.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill, yeah, that's borderline.
Click. I've still never seen Click.
You fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep immediately when we put it on. He didn't even get the remote yet.
Click was another staple in my household. I've seen that movie many, many times.
I've never seen it. I saw Bedtime Stories a lot, though.
saw that a couple times. Like Russell Brand in that good. Movie. Then he broke Katy Perry's heart. My mom was like, no, we can't support him anymore.
The guinea pig. I love the guinea pig.
The guinea pig. Bugsy. Guinea pig. His name is Bugsy.
Bugsy. Oh my God, I totally did not remember that. I dropped my, I put the little tab into the can, but there's still some liquid in here, but I don't want to try to drink it because I don't want to choke myself on the tab.
Damn.
Just saying, just putting it out
there.
That'd
be high drama, though.
I'm feeling real Henry Spencer right now.
What's he doing now? What's his, like, what's his, I wish I could understand
what, this
more.
Actor?
No.
Or the guy.
The character.
What's he doing now?
No. What's his, who is he? Like, what, who is he? What's he, what are his goals?
Questions.
What are his goals with even just this child, let alone who he is?
I think his goal with the child is... I think that's the problem. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do.
How about take it to the hospital? If it's sick, you take it to the hospital.
I don't know if they've got hospitals. I think they've just got...
They just have chickens that bleeds black goo and ladies who live in their radiators. That's
I think they,
all they have.
They only have what's... exactly in front of them at that moment.
Is this the lady from the building who was like, are you Henry?
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It definitely. Is. Damn, I like her lip gloss, though. I'm like, TikTok shop? Why isn't that linked below?
True. We'll have the link for it right here.
For her lip gloss.
The link
for her lip gloss, yeah. Better call the locksmith.
Yeah, so this is so Mormon coded. He feels trapped now that he had a child and they had to get married. And he just wants to have a little fun with the lady in his building.
Do we ever find out where David Lynch is from?
No, I would love to look it up right now, though.
Some Midwestern.
I feel like it's
state,
Nebraska.
Like Iowa or something.
So I'm guessing Nebraska.
I'm just going to guess Iowa. I don't know if that's right, but it's, I don't know. I read his...
Missoula, Montana. Dude, that's my neck of the woods. That's like, that's pretty close to where I grew up in Idaho. We just drove through there on tour.
I'm just going to say.
The subway there. Shout out Missoula Subway.
When you said that and I went, oh, that makes sense. I just want to say I know absolutely nothing about Montana. So absolutely
Montana,
no reason to have said
here's
that.
Here's the thing. I think Montana is the state that should secede from the Union. I don't see much that much.
Why?
It's a hot take.
Like, they should just be their own.
I don't like the state of Montana.
They would be better off as their own
country. No, they
should
go to Canada. Canada should have them.
Oh, you just want to be rid of them.
Yeah, I just think they should go to Canada. I'm just sick of, like, guys, because I just did it again on tour. Like, and that was my first time doing it as an adult where I was the responsible one. But I've driven from... North Idaho to Salt Lake City, Utah, like probably 50 times in my life. And it's like an 11, 12 hour drive. And like 6 of those hours are in the most ugly parts of Montana you can ever imagine. The Montana has beautiful national parks, has very pretty spots, but this is like, it's a big state. It's the 4th biggest state. And people forget that. And it's mostly just like armpit material. It's mostly
I never forget.
Boring. You never forget that it's the 4th biggest state?
I never forget that it's real big. That's the only thing I know about it.
No, I feel like in your mind you don't think of it as real big. It's giant and it's mostly uninhabited, like not anything going on. Couple horses. We were keeping a horse count on and a cow count on tour and that went up in Montana. But
see, I love Montana.
Really? Have you been there?
No, I never been there. But I love it from afar.
Okay.
Just
that's
because
fair.
I feel like it's the most Canadian of the states.
Yes, and so it should go back to Canada.
Now I think we should cling on
was
to it
at
for
Canada
dear
no.
life.
At a certain
no.
point?
No,
I think Montana...
We should gift it to them.
What do we get?
Nothing. We don't have to have Montana in the Union anymore.
We don't need something in return. It would be a nice gesture.
We can get some British Columbia action. I think more of the Pacific Northwest would be great to take back from Canada. Vancouver. We get Vancouver. That's a hell of a deal.
That's,
we get Montana, we get Vancouver.
There's no way they're giving up Vancouver for Montana.
Well, not willing.
Yeah. We're going to go to war over this.
War over who has to be stuck with Montana.
See, and this is like, he's just trying to have, like, he's just trying to live his bachelor life again and, like, hook up with some lady. He's gonna have, you know what? He should have ended up with two babies after this interaction. That would have made this better.
Sure, yeah.
That would have made this better.
With the other baby. And then he's, like, twice as fucked up. I can't keep doing this.
It's hard for single parents trying to... Shout out to all the single parents out there. That's what I'll say.
Is he not with Mary?
Where is she? Disappears. Did she ever even come back?
They were in bed together.
Oh, so he's cheating.
Yeah, he's cheating.
See, it's hard for me to keep up with the details of this
movie.
He's
not a single father.
It's just a feeling. I don't know what's actually... And I don't know what to, like... Even more so in this movie than other David Lynch movies is, like, I don't know what to take literally.
Nothing.
Okay, so then maybe don't he's take not it cheating. Literally. Maybe this is, like, a dream. Do you think her hair looks like weed?
No, I think her hair looks like hair. That looks like milk. No,
it looks like paint water.
Oh, my God. That was cool. I like that.
Lots of wind blowing in this movie.
Just not expecting
the blackness. I think she's not vibing.
No.
No, she's not happy.
Are you good? Are you okay?
Hey, text me. I'll get you out of there. I'll say, hey, I'm locked out of my apartment. Do you want to come home? Let me in.
Oh, man. She's scared of something. She's scared of his big rock.
She's scared of the lady in the radiator. Like, who's that?
Oh!
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Oh my god. Oh my god, I want to cover this song. Dream Ballet cover. And I need the cheeks. Oh, hell yeah. Next Halloween. Be there.
At Francesco's.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Halloween 2024.
Yes.
Here's the link.
Here's a
tickets?
Link. Click the link. Be there or go be square.
You'll go to Halloween 2024. Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Heaven. Everything is fine.
No, my band would be all
everybody.
Over this. They would love this song, I will say. They'd play some crazy jazz chords.
Fine. In heaven.
And then Ben takes fine. A solo.
Oh yeah. Good things, and you've got mine.
Damn, Carl.
In case anyone doesn't know, Brie is in a band, which is what she's been talking about.
I feel like, yeah, that's true. I mentioned our album, January 2024.
That's coming up.
It is.
It's already November 2023.
I don't know.
Is this the end of the movie?
I feel like I could exaggerate my own cheeks. And just be her. Do I even need prosthetics?
You gotta have something.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe just like, you could just like put a bunch of cotton balls on your face.
And cover them in like foundation?
Yeah, I think that could work. I don't want to check, but I...
Someone has
I think
to be
this
him.
Is this the end of the movie?
I don't think so.
I don't know. She does a whole, like, production.
No, it's not.
We haven't even seen her big number yet. I feel like. Have
Am
we?
I? No, you're no. right. You're
she
right.
She has a number.
Am I crazy? I feel like this movie really moves. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
We've also been talking about other things.
There's a lot of stuff happens in this movie.
Yes.
Damn, this dude can't do anything without having a panic attack about it.
That's relatable.
Calm down, bro.
Get this man some Lexapro.
Oh.
Oh.
IMDb goof. She disappeared. David Lynch forgot to put the actor back in the frame.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
He cleaned.
Oh.
Thing he cleaned up his act after.
He said, just imagine her there after that.
Oh, and they put the wrong actor back.
What's the deal with that guy?
That's not
I don't understand that guy. Who is, why?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Can you contribute anything to metaphorically who he might be?
I got no idea what's going on with that guy.
I feel like
that I kind of like it though. It's like that like cold feeling.
Well, I think that guy's just the epitome of loneliness, because
he's the Wizard of Loneliness.
Some might say.
Maybe he's the main character in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe he's that tree.
He caught the disease from that baby. What's up with the baby? Is he okay? Is he sick still? What's going on with the baby?
Maybe that's the baby all grown up. He's got all those spots all over
him. That's the baby all grown up.
Could be. Maybe he's afraid that his child's going to grow up all lonely by a shadow. Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Whoa. His head just came off.
I don't remember this part at all.
Okay. Oh, this is like a GIF.
Is that the goof from the
chicken? I remember this from the GIFs.
Oh, it's David Byrne. No, the David crossover. It's David Byrne.
The big suit.
The big suit.
Do you think David Byrne saw this and was like, I gotta be like my baby?
He said, I know exactly what we're doing for our concert film.
Yeah, it was like, if I can't make my head small.
Get a
big I think that's
suit.
Literally what he said.
No,
I
he
think
said,
it was a quote about
I
it.
Did, because I took a Talking Heads class and he came to class and he told us, of course the first question was like, what's the big suit? And he's like, I wanted my head tiny. Best way to do that is to get a big suit. That was his explanation.
Damn. And I mean... That movie was only a few years after this movie.
And my dad was, when I asked, my dad was like, you should ask him about that, because I feel like it's a metaphor for, like, capitalism and the big man and the big suit. And he's like, no, I just wanted a tiny head.
Tiny head. And I really, oh, his, them.
Who's that?
That was his head that flew off his body.
But it already came off his body once.
Yeah, but then it, like, fell out the window or some shit. Now it's on the street outside.
East Williamsburg.
Now it's in East Williamsburg.
Who's that guy?
He like wanted
I don't know.
The head.
I think that's the first we've seen of this.
Who's this man?
Guy.
Damn, he got slay with those cheekbones on this guy. Those look all natural.
What did David Lynch mean by this? By these cheekbones?
He said, I want him to slay. Slay the house down boots with those cheekbones.
I don't know if David Lynch would have said that on the
No,
set
I think
of this
he
movie.
Would have said exactly that on the set of this movie. Yeah. The first person to use slay.
Damn, if you were a kid and you found a head on the ground.
Kind of a jam.
End of the sentence. Oh my God. I feel like that guy is like the first like person we've seen in this whole movie.
Right?
Who like acts like a person.
So what the hell are you doing buzzing that thing so much?
I would see this guy just going around outside. Yeah. What is this?
Oh,
what is
God.
Going on out here?
This is your baby.
What is it? That turkey is bleeding. I'm supposed to be eating this?
Oh my God.
Everything's in black and white. Alright, Paul's not good at his job. We're really seeing lots of new people now. Okay. You having fun?
Yeah, I'm figuring out work stuff. It's following me home on the weekend.
That's going in the highlight reel so everyone knows you're texting
what?
During.
No, I'm just answering. So boring. It's a FedEx pickup, but I'm just giving them the delivery number. That's all that's happening right now. That's it. I'm just providing the tracking information for this delivery. Because I feel like, I don't know, fits the vibe of this movie in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Because this guy's delivering this head to this other guy. And he has some kind of machine. Like a phone. It kind of looks like an old phone.
This is how people describe computers from back in the day.
Yeah. What?
Take up the whole room.
Dude, it's so true. I can't even imagine. Did you hear about apparently Darren Aronofsky's new movie?
No, I haven't heard anything
about it. Really, Darren Aronofsky is making a biopic of Elon Musk. For A24.
Oof.
Yeah, we've been talking about that like all day.
That's
wild. I wish that Darren Aronofsky would make anything else.
Now, who's going to play that? Elon Musk?
I got no idea. Like
that's the question.
I got but no also, idea.
I don't think the story's done with Elon. I think
no,
it's just
that's the
start.
Thing. You can't do it now.
Yeah.
It's just getting to the juicy bits.
Yeah. I feel like now we're really going to see his true character.
Yeah, it's going to be... Is it like a Walter Isaacson book coming out about him now? Okay. Based off of that...
Who would you cast as Elon Musk?
As like him now? Like current age? That guy looks like... Is that Mark Rylance? That looks exactly like Mark Rylance.
Somebody... Yeah, I would cast somebody never been in a movie before.
Okay, so that.
To be Elon Musk now. Some dude. Some white dude in his 50s.
Some guy.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have to do like an Eddie Redmayne type of thing where they could play him young and then the prosthetics olden them up.
Or you could do like an Irishman.
Are those knees? Are those knees?
Oh, yeah.
Look like knees. Oh, look,
that's elbows. Now. That's a man lying down. Those are his elbows. Close, though.
Really
similar
like knees.
Elbows are the knees of the arms, so.
Oh, that's so. Hashtag elbows are the knees of the arms. Let's blow this up.
Truth needs to be out there. And the knuckles are the elbows of the fingers.
Oh. Yeah. That's so true. And the teeth are the. The
edge of my seat.
Are
here.
The toenails of the head?
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
Just something, just a little something to think about.
Never thought about it like that. But it's interesting.
Ponder it. You have that one for free. Just a little nugget.
This is the part of the movie where I'm just like, all right. You know,
I think that was the only part that lost a little steam was when they were showing other people. I don't care about other people. I just want this guy.
I want the baby and this man.
I want to know. Yeah, I want to know what's up with this guy. Damn, Cholula's giving us a show.
Give him a razzle dazzle, Cholula.
Showing us her butthole. Thank you, Cholula.
Aw. She's so cute. She's taking a bath.
What, Henry?
No, Cholula.
Okay. Henry's standing there. Also, great production design in this movie. That's like... maybe the best thing in the movie.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It makes it feel... this is a different universe. No doubt about that.
Also, if they made this movie over like 5 years, huge shout out to the hair people for keeping that consistent.
Yeah, I can't be watching a TV show now and every 2 seconds, any character with bangs is just like doomed in a TV show because the bangs look different every single shot.
Rhoda, in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the David Fincher one, they like CGI'd the gap in her bangs,
really,
so that it was the same.
His bangs are unpredictable, man. As a girly with bangs, let me tell you, they do not look the same anytime.
I've never had bangs, but maybe it's time.
Maybe it's time, Carl. Join us.
It's time for bangs.
Join the bangs club.
I'm sure I should just.
Let's check it out. Oh hell yeah! Hell yeah!
How does it look? I don't even know how to do it.
I could do it for you.
Is it like that?
I think you're doing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay down.
That's bangs for you. There you go. Join us.
Oh, wait. It's kind of working now.
If you just CGI in your bangs, that's basically good enough. Oh,
yeah, I can do that. Yeah,
crawl.
Call my CGI bangs. Oh my god, it's like I'm looking through a curtain.
What's the pile of dirt next to him?
That's all his weed that he's been smoking. He's stuck.
No, that's why he's non. That's the key from all the weed he's been smoking.
That's why he's nonverbal. He was smoking too much weed. This is just a normal guy in his house. He doesn't even have a wife or anything.
Or a baby or anything. He's just really hot. He's just greening out right now.
It's kind of the vibe of this movie.
Yeah. Is this her big number?
I don't think David Lynch has ever done drugs.
Yeah, I don't think it would be his
thing.
This
man is like, no. I think this man is so sober that it is in itself a drug.
Yeah, he's just like high on life. I think he just gets excited about
David Lynch.
Things in life.
No, because I feel like an untrained Lynchian would be like, someone had to be on drugs to make this. But I feel like you've seen enough of his movie, you're like, no, this is just this guy. No. He is stone cold sober.
A person on drugs could not have made this movie.
Is it time?
Oh.
I think it's time.
I think it's time now. That's how we know we're wrapping up, I think.
Well,
big number.
Is it the babe? Is the baby?
The baby pops up. Hello, my baby. Hello,
the baby should have like a kazoo solo.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's one thing I know that's gonna happen before the end of the movie, and that's that grotesque scene with the baby. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh right, I remember. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's sad.
How's that gonna happen? No spoilers.
But you get to see the inside of the baby.
I feel like the baby's just kind of been in the background for a while. Okay, yeah. So that's the lady from the apartment. Who is that? Who's the other man?
I think that's a new guy. I've never seen this guy before.
She's like, I don't want to be with no single dad. Okay, yeah, like, is he still in a relationship? Where is she? Is this the
she
one
She left
night?
To get some sleep. Oh, fuck. I could be the one. I mean, he doesn't know. Nah, he's disgusting to her now because he's got a kid. All she can see is that he's a parent, not a regular person. You know?
He's got a mini person. That's also there in the room.
True.
No, so this movie's just like the horror of reproduction.
Who was that guy she was smooching?
Some guy without a baby.
I don't know. I've never seen that guy before. Yeah, some guy who doesn't.
Sleazeball.
Who's not so tied down.
I just think she, you know, he was nothing special. She's just making out with any old guy.
True. But again, I wish I could defend this man, but I don't know what he's got to... I don't know anything about his personality.
He's kind of a wet blanket. He doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. You just gotta kind of project yourself onto him.
Yeah.
What's he got there? Pen? Turkey baster? Or scissors?
Not hurt that child. I will adopt. I will literally take this child off your hands right now.
Nah, he's just gonna do a little arts.
Give him
crafts.
To me. Give him to me. I will raise him. I will love him. No, it's so cute. So I can't do anything. It's just wrapped up in this stuff.
I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he's wrapped up too tight. Maybe you gotta let him breathe a little. Jeez.
What even is the problem? He's not crying.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He's just
seems
sitting
like he's
there right now.
No, but he can't make out with that woman in the hall because of this thing. Mm-hmm. Oh. He's got to change him. He's got to change him. He's got to change the diaper.
No.
Oh.
No.
He's just getting a little diapy change.
doesn't no like worries. It.
The breathing no, of he the likes baby it. Is really what gets me. He's, just the rapid yeah. breathing is really just something about
no, it. He likes it. He likes no. it. He's just chilling. He's just so relaxed.
No, his little noises. I'm like
that. Oh, no! Finally he can get some fresh air. He's so happy. Yeah. He's been stuck in this stuffy bandages for so long.
This is the most emotional response this movie gets out of me. Is I'm just like, oh my, and it's, I know it's not, like, I don't think it's the intention, but.
Thank God. Oh, I almost forgot. Tom, you gotta guess the budget.
I can't of guess. The movie. I have no idea.
Should we pose for the thumbnail?
There isn't really. Oh, we could do that at the end. Or right now.
Help him!
I'll cover up the graphic stuff with us, with our faces.
So it gets by the YouTube
sensors. I don't know what he's doing.
You know, they make, like, there are places for PSA for parents who are in this situation to anonymously drop their baby off at a hospital. I will say, that's a thing. Don't do this.
Me and Magnus saw a movie about hospital. That.
No one will ask questions. They will take the baby from you and take care of it.
They don't have a hospital. They don't have anything. They're in East Williamsburg. They have these
They don't even have a warehouses. Train. They don't even have a subway.
They don't have, the subway doesn't go there. They gotta take the bus. They don't have anything.
This part is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Zaza. He's gotta be changed. He gotta get changed.
Oh, it's all dunking out on my head.
No, there's like an oatmeal. They just look like oatmeal.
It's so sad. He's suffering.
No, he likes it. Finally, he's can relax.
He is suffocated by his. It's like own a weighted goo.
Blanket. It's like a weighted blanket. He's relaxing him. And now he's farting.
What?
What the fuck is this?
What's going on now? Is that now? A new
thing? Oh, is he, like, growing? His neck is, like, growing.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
That's his face.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, he's concerned. Oh, yeah, he's dancing. He's dancing. Oh,
okay, so he does like it.
He does like it. Okay. He's doing a little dance.
Gotcha. The music would have had me... thinking otherwise, but I think...
No, this is what they dance to in that world. Oh, see, he got so big and strong.
Gotcha.
So it was good for him. It's kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wow. How?
He looks like one of those animatronics. Oh, we gotta do that movie. On Comic Scary, because it's recent and it's in the.
Would love to be educated by Five Nights at Freddy's people. Just, you know.
Do we know anybody who knows stuff about Five Nights at Freddy's that would.
I might know a couple. I might. I think I know somebody. I think I know somebody.
See if they want to come on the Five Nights at Freddy's pod to explain it. Because I also. I really do.
I don't know anything. There's so much lore.
I've never played Five Nights at Freddy's. I've never seen videos of people play it. I don't understand.
But it's like.
I
know there's like. A whole culture.
The bite of 87 or something. Oh! What? There's the...
That's like the shot.
That's the poster.
That's it right there.
That's the shot. The eraser head. The sperm shot.
Yeah.
I guess also, I finally found my sister poster. Like, he was going by on the TV behind the computer. I have no idea what it is, but there's just a picture of two women hugging, and it says, "I finally found my
That's
sister."
That's a show
and
I would watch. It just
keeps going.
That's
by.
A like perfect reality show for me. Going on the list.
In case it wasn't clear, that is on the Roku TV that is in this room right now, but not related to this.
Okay,
film.
Is this the other man from the beginning?
Dude,
again?
That guy.
Who is he? Who is he? He has to be...
I don't know.
What? No, no, no. I just need to know what was the thought process behind putting this man in this movie.
I think you're going to be very disappointed.
It's like, you killed your baby. We can finally be together.
Because David Lynch never, he never specifies anything like
he,
this.
No, I don't need a specification. I just need to understand what was the thought process.
Oh, no, he's hugging the lady in the radiator.
Is that it?
There's no way that's it. I thought she sings again at the end.
Oh. That's it! She doesn't sing again. I thought we already saw her big number. Oh, damn, I really hyped that up in the
song,
my brain.
Maybe just the song play?
Henry
Spencer. Oh, yeah, the song. That's what I was thinking. I don't know why I thought her singing was the last thing in the movie.
That was her big number when she was stomping on the sperm. I thought there was another one. I thought there was a whole bigger production. That's all right.
No, I thought she just sang the song. Oh, weird.
Mr. X, well, Mary X, Mrs. X.
Beautiful girl across the hall, lady in the radiator, landlady.
Is this like her we would title of Manic Pixie Dream Girl script?
Yeah. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay. I think I
hyper literal world.
I think I understood it this time.
Man in the Planet.
Oh, he was in the planet.
So that's where I'm confused. I understand.
Was the man in the planet that the weird guy who was all the window? Yeah, I think dude, that was the production designer, Jack Fisk.
Jack Fisk.
Yeah, that's the only place I still have questions, to be honest. And that's actually, I feel like I have more clarity from this film, second time viewing, than a lot of David Lynch movies.
I wonder what the planet is. What is the planet?
The first time I watched it, I thought maybe the baby came from there somehow, but now I don't think so. I think it's just a baby, and I think it doesn't actually even look that different from, like, real human babies when they're born. I think don't look actually that different from the Eraserhead baby.
I don't know.
Because when a newborn is in, like, a movie or TV show, it's always, like, 3 or 4 months old, and it never looks like a newborn.
Here's the big question, though, that we didn't answer that we were going to talk about.
Is it?
But
is this a horror movie? Is this after watching it, I say yes.
It's about the horrors of parenthood.
Yeah, in a more existential way.
Sissy Spacek is in this movie?
What?
Oh, this is a special thanks.
Oh.
How was she involved in this movie?
I have no idea. She must have, like, known.
A queen, though. A queen from this era.
Maybe she went to AFI. Shout out to the American Film Institute.
That's it.
I love this movie. I think maybe my number two favorite David Lynch movie. What?
Really? I think it's my number one. I think I like it the most of all his stuff.
What's your number one, Carl? Mulholland Drive?
No, I think Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me.
Okay, and
then the movie.
And what's really? I don't know. Okay, for me, I'd say right now. I don't know. What is it? What would Jack do? I already forgot the name. Something about Jack.
What would Jack do? That is a crazy take. that's your favorite David Lynch movie.
I like it. And it's short. I feel like it's, I don't know, I can do what it, give me whatever you want, David Lynch, but, like, let's keep it around 30 minutes.
Wow. Damn. I feel like that was a perfect length for that. You thought that, did you think that was too long?
We were talking the whole thing. If we were actually just sitting here in a movie theater and couldn't talk, I think it'd be way too long.
Really? Oh, no way.
There's a lot of filler. Get rid of every moment that there's not dialogue.
Why?
Because I think it'd be
why would
better.
You do that?
It'd be snappier.
The parts of the dialogue, though, the parts of the dialogue were the least good parts of the movie.
The beginning, not really invested in the plan. The thing is, okay, I think my thing with this movie is it either needs to go, now that I understand the metaphor better the second time around, I think it can either, I just think you could either go all the way with the weird and no meaning, but now that I have some meaning to it, I'm less interested in the stuff that's without meaning.
I think you have to just let go of meaning.
But there is a meaning. There is a meaning.
I can't think too literally about it anymore. It's not like a one-to-one. You just gotta feel it. It's just the feeling. Fair.
Yeah, do you think David Lynch really thinks this stuff out? I think he just feels it.
And he totally just feels it. He doesn't have like a conscious
that's
reason
fair,
for it.
But I mean... It doesn't have to be meaning. I want more significance, more just anything behind the other guy, the man in the planet or whatever. Like, that's the one place I'm missing something here.
Well, significance.
Just something else with him. It doesn't even have to be like a meaning. I don't need an answer. Just literally anything to attach to him in this movie.
The meaning is the meaning, whatever meaning you ascribe to it.
I've ascribed a meaning to it, and it doesn't involve that man. So
I think everyone else makes sense. I think it's like a movie about a young man who's conflicted with his sexual desires and the responsibility of becoming a parent. And
he became a parent when he was still trying to be like a bachelor.
Yeah.
I feel like that's ultimately, and now he has to take care of this. Like, there is something to be said about how freaky it is when you really think about it. Like, me separating my maternal biological instinct from this baby right now, which is definitely present. If I separate that, I can totally understand the horrors of how freaky it is when you think about it, that you can get with another person and create something new that is small and helpless and kind of scary looking, and it's your responsibility to keep it alive just from like doing what is biologically assigned for you to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, does he even want to have a kid? I feel like he's just
horny. I don't think he wants anything. He just wants to sit smoking weed and jerking off in his room.
And he wants to sleep with the lady next door. And sleep with this lady we had the baby with. And sleep with the lady in the radiator.
And with his mom. And with her mom.
With her mom, too.
In the end, he gets the lady in the radiator, but he loses his kid and any real connection.
Anybody, it's true.
Which he didn't really have.
Which is the scariest thing of all.
To not connect with your child.
Lady in the Radiator seemed pretty nice, though.
So. This feels like a pro-choice movie. Is that wrong to say? I don't know.
I think so. I think it is.
It's a pro-choice movie.
Definitely. It's definitely a pro-choice movie. Does not make you want to have a kid.
No. Yeah. I mean, he got that kid open.
No, I'm less attached to human babies than I am to the Razorhead baby. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they should.
That's me personally, though. I don't expect anyone else to have.
They should make babies more like the Eraserhead baby.
He's cute. He looks like a little dinosaur, and his skin. I want to touch his skin. I want to know what it feels like.
It feels slimy.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Eraserhead. Oh, you gotta guess the budget. Whoever gets closest, gets another cricket.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna say $200,000.
Yeah.
$150,000.
Right. Well, I don't know how true this is, but according to Box Office Mojo, $10,000.
Damn. Oh, I don't want another cricket.
But in 1977, so I don't know what that would be today. Probably close
I'm
to what you
guys said. I'm notoriously bad at this game.
Yeah, me too.
I always am very bad.
I'm really good at this because I look up the answers and I know what the answers are.
I should have thought of that.
Yeah, should have. Okay, well, thank
you. Do you know what it grossed? What?
It's hard. It doesn't really. It on Box Office Mojo, it said like 14,000, but I don't think that includes like all the times it's shown in like repertory screenings, which I think was like most of.
Doesn't account for all the NYU students it influenced either.
No, it does not. That's not included in the gross.
Damn.
Okay.
It's definitely gross.
Yeah.
True. Facts. Okay. Thank you for watching and or listening. We'll be back next week with another movie. We don't know what it is yet, but we will.
But it'll be a movie.
But maybe, what was the one we were going to bring? Five Nights at Freddy's. Maybe Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's in theaters, though.
It's on Peacock, also. So.
Yeah, I got someone who might want to be on that.
Sick. So join us next week for either Five Nights at Freddy's or something else.
Hell yeah.
Either way, we'll be here. And we gotta do the
come to my baby shower for my Eraserhead baby.
And like and comment and subscribe.
Thumbnail
to the YouTube video. Thank you.